and please attention. Please attention, all of you come down, please. Behold, as the Lord, O you, the servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Behold, okay. We'll start with this one until you wake up. Behold, what's a good or what's a pleasant that four brothers dwelling together in the joint upon the hand that came down upon the beard. Behold, what's a good or what's a pleasant as four brothers dwelling together. It is anointment upon the hand that came down upon the beard of Aaron that came down to the fringe of his clothing, and the jewel of Hermon that comes down upon the mountain of Zion, the beard of Aaron that came down to the fringe of his clothing, and the jewel of Hermon that comes down upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing and the life forever.
Of the Lord in the courts of the house of our God.
in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. In the night, lift up your hands to the Holy.
In the night, lift up your
Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Pray, Lord, the Messiah, Lord, the Messiah, Lord, the Messiah, Amen. Glory to the Father, the Son, glory to the Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Bring us all to praise, thank you, our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Christ is our Lord, for thine is the kingdom.
Let us give thanks to the benediction and blessing of God,
the Father, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ.
For he has covered us, loved us, guarded us,
accepted us in his house.
Spare us, support us, and have with us in his hour. Let us all trust in the Lord, our God, the comfort of his Lord. Regard us in all peace before the day.
O Master, Lord God, the comfort of his Lord, the Father, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ.
We thank you for everything, concerning everything, and everything. For he has covered us, trust us,
guarded us, accepted us into his house, and spared us from the darkness of his hour.
Therefore we ask him to be your witness of our remaining hearts. Grant us to speak this holy day in all the days of our lives, and all truths we ask you. O lend me all the creation, all the works of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and devices of our enemies. May the Lord manifest the evil away from us, and from all your people. But the thing which shall be done in trouble, do provide for us. For since you have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon the power of the enemy,
lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. By the grace and compassion you have in my hand of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, through whom the glory is
from the
Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of one essence with you, now and at all times and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
Have mercy upon me, O God,
according to your great mercy, according to the multitude of your compassion, blot out my iniquity.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my iniquity, and my sin is
all cleansed before me.
Against
you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be justified. And my Lord, come when you are judged.
For behold, I was
conceived in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. For
behold,
you have loved the truth, and in iniquity, and you have been with me.
You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be your cup. You shall wash me, and I shall be made white as snow. You shall make me hear glad as the joy of the humble.
Turn now away your face from my sin, O God, out of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me.
Give me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a clean spirit.
Then I shall teach the transgressors your ways, and thank God that shall sing to you. Deliver me from death, O God, the God of my salvation. My sanctuary rejoices in my righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desire sacrifice, I would have given. You do not take it from me. The sacrifice of God is a bowl of praise, a broken and broken heart. Do good, O Lord, to make good pleasure of Zion, and let the rock of Jerusalem be good. Then you shall be pleased with sacrifices of righteousness, offering and burnt sacrifices. Then we shall stand upon your altar and lay your till night, from the morning watch to sit here hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is mercy, and great is his redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his enemies.
O Lord, my heart is not exalted, neither have my eyes seen wanton ways, neither I have walked in great matters, nor among the greater than thee.
If I have not told myself, where is my soul?
The lean shall be put in hope. So there comes back upon my soul. Let Israel hope in the Lord, from now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember David and all his weakness, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the God of Jacob, saying, I will not go into the dwelling of my house, or go up the bed of my couch. I will not give sleep to my eyes, nor slumber to my eyelids, nor rest to my temples, until I find a place for the Lord, and a dwelling place for the God of Jacob. Behold, we heard him as he brought. We found it in the fields of the wood.
Let us enter into his dwelling and worship at the place where his feet have stood.
Arise, O Lord, come to your rest.
You are in the ark of your holy place. Your priest shall clothe himself to righteousness,
and your righteous shall exalt.
For the sake of your servant David, do not throw away your face from your enemy.
The Lord has sworn in truth of David, and he will not turn from it.
Of the treasure of your loins I will set upon your throne. If your children keep my covenant and my testimonies which I will teach them, your children also will sit upon your throne forever. For the Lord has selected Zion, he has chosen your dwelling for himself. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. In blessing I shall bless her home. Her poor I shall satisfy with bread. Her feast I shall fill with salvation, and her saints with rejoicing shall rejoice. There I shall raise a horn to David. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed. His enemies I shall fill with shame, and my holiness shall flourish upon him.
Behold, what so good or what so pleasant as four brothers dwelling together. David anointment upon the head that came down upon the beard. Behold, what so good or what so pleasant as four brothers dwelling together. David anointment upon the head that came down upon the beard. The beard of Aaron that came down to the fringe of his clothing. As to a servant that comes down upon the mountain of Zion. The beard of Aaron that came down to the fringe of his clothing. As a dew a servant that comes down upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing and the life forever. For there the Lord commanded the blessing and the life forever. For there the Lord commanded the blessing and the life forever. For there the Lord commanded the blessing and the life forever. Behold, then the Lord. O ye the servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Behold, bless the Lord. O you the servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. In the night, lift up your heads unto the holy. In the night, lift up your heads unto the holy. In the night, lift up your heads unto the holy. And bless the Lord. The Lord shall bless you.
Before he had seen Christ the Lord. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought him the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your order. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light for the revelation of the Gentiles, and the glory of your
Nostrum populer Christus,
nem de Dios en abatos, nem diez de maestro vergi apie, soti en mon naina.
Behold, I am about to stand before the just judge,
fighting and terrified upon my sins. O Lord, that has sent me joy to deserve condemnation.
Repent therefore, O my soul, and as long as you dwell on this earth, for the dust in the grave offers no praise, and among the dead no one can remember, nor do they who are in Hades offer thanks. But rise up from lying down in laziness, and implore the Savior by repenting and crying out, saying, O Lord, have mercy on me and save me. Life was
everlasting and this world eternal, then all my soul you would have had it as you. But if thy right deeds and thy evils are revealed before the just judge, what answer then wilt thou give? Thou art lying in the bed of transgressions, and willingness rules and controls thy body. O Christ our God, before thy dreadful seat of judgment I hold high, and before thy council of judgment do I fear, and unto thy visitation with diligence. I, the wicked and defiled, who is lying on my bed, careless about my life, yet I identify myself with the publicans, who lean upon my bed, crying, God forgive me, I am a sinner.
Remove from me all evil thoughts and raise my sickly soul to pray and wash, because of the calmly and beauty. For thou art a faithful mother, merciful and helpful, the mother of the Spirit of life, my King and my God, Jesus Christ, my hope. Gracious therefore, O Lord, who keep us this night without sin.
Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and exceedingly blessed and glorified be your name forever. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us according to our hope in you.
For the eyes of everyone look upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Hear us, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the virgins of the earth.
And you, O Lord, keep us safe from this generation and forever. Amen.
Bless you, O Lord, teach me your ways. Bless you, O Lord, make me understand your commandments. Bless you, O Lord, enlighten me with your righteousness. Your mercy, O Lord, is yours forever.
Despise not, O Lord, the works of your hands. You have been my refuge from generation to generation.
I said, O Lord, have mercy on me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you.
Lord, I have fled unto you, save me and teach me to do your will. For you are my God, and with you is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see light. Let your mercy come unto those who know you, and your righteousness to the uprightness of heart.
To you belongs blessing,
to you belongs praise, to you belongs glory, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as it seems from the beginning, now, and forever and ever. Amen. It is good to confess unto the Lord and to sing praises unto your name, O Most High, to show you forth your mercy every morning and your righteousness every night.
Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who was crucified for us, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and shall be his glory. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, forgive the sake of your people. Heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brothers and sisters. O Lord, repose their souls. O you who are without sin, Lord, have mercy on us.
O you who are without sin, Lord, help us and receive our supplication.
For yours is the glory, dominion, and triple holiness. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless. Amen. Give us mercy, praise, and glory, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Christ, lift up our prayers.
mercy on us, O God, and have mercy on us, who at all times and every hour in heaven and earth
worship and glorify.
Christ our God, who is the long
suffering,
abundant in mercy and greatest compassion, who loves the righteous and has mercy on sinners with more energy,
who does not push the death of the sinner, but rather the fear of him who lives, who calls all salvation from the promise of his holiness. Lord, receive from us our prayers in this hour and every hour. Use our life and guide us to fulfill your commands. Sanctify our spirits, cleanse our bodies, conduct our thoughts, purify our intentions, heal our diseases, forgive our sins, deliver us from every evil. Surrounded by your holy angels, that by their hands we may be guarded and guided, and attain the unity of faith and the knowledge of your goodness. Lord, bless us and bless us.
Jesus, watch the greatness of God, Father, of God, in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us our trespasses, forgive us our trespasses against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Forever, sons of God, hear his holy word. You protect me
joys of peace. You strengthen me. You are taking care of me. You protect me from evil. You protect me from bad people. You are responsible for me. You are my God. And what I have to do for him? I have to obey. You said obedience. To obey what?
Thank you.